You gotta earn these goddamn janitor outfits.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is FixFin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah, I still have it. Hey, it's Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio, the first, last, and only word in the world of urban terror. Entertaining show for you today. We got some new technology we're showing off, so give me a minute 50. We'll be right back.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't come for you. They're ready to fire, the last one came.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream, urban terror.
God help us.
sight. I'll hook my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Bend down!
Your team will be target practice. And for you, I will not miss.
Come in!
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game. Urban Terror.
Hey, hey, once again, welcome to Urban Radio. It is Oswald. I'd like to say thank you for tuning in today. It's been a long time since our last show, so we're sort of getting back into the swing of things here. I've been busy with work, and my son, who you saw here just a few minutes ago, he had poopy diapers again, three poops in one day, and Daddy's a busy man here. Mommy's out working. That's why we get to sneak in an Urban Radio show here before she gets home. As many of you know, we are on Stick'em now, stickcam.com, or however you want to pronounce it, stickam.com. If you want to check that out, what it is, video, flash video, and from what I'm told, it works pretty good. We're live right now, and everybody who's in our own little private, I guess you want to call it a channel or a chat room, whatever the hell they call them these days. I'm getting old. But we got a bunch of people in there. It's just like IRC. You come in, you watch me, and you basically laugh at me, tell me how big my eyebrows are, or you can get one of these cool Urban Terror janitor shirts, you know, or you could actually win, you know, a real copy of Urban Terror like we have right here. You see, we're getting ready to send these out, so hopefully you guys can look at your software store and pick those up someday. So what do we have for you to do today? Well, we got quite a bit here. Last show, as I said, was about September, I think. And I don't want to get off my notes here because I'm sure I'm going to repeat some of the stuff over and over. The audio for the show will be available at the conclusion. And the video, if it actually works, I will upload that as well. I'm trying to figure all this out as we go. I only installed this and got it configured last night. I didn't have that echoing that you guys heard prior to the show starting. So I still have some work to do here, but things are pretty cool. The camera, my FireWire cord's really too short here, so I may have to get a longer... yeah, jackass, and if you knew what I was talking about, you'd know that was an April Fool's joke from like 3 years ago. But that's okay, cowman. You called me a janitor, so, you know, I can call you a jackass. That's fine. So anyway, let me get back into it here. I guess we could say this is like a pre-release party, but the new version is not quite ready yet for Urban Terror. I guess for lack of anything better, I can talk about what is coming up. Who knows? They're working on it right now. I got a couple of notes that I saw flash across the screen here a couple of hours ago, and actually last night from 27. We'll talk about those. For some of the listeners in the community, some of this, or maybe all of this, could be old news. Others who happen to tune in might you know, get up to date with the information, so they may take something away from the show. Yes, I'm well aware the website has been hit and miss, but again, right now, you know, unfortunately, the mod does not pay my paycheck. I wish it did. I know Blade Killer, Rabbit Cow, 27 High C, basically everybody on the team wishes that a game like this would pay our paycheck, but unfortunately it doesn't. So yes, that means I have an 8-hour, actually this week it's a 10-hour job, working 1800 to 0400, and yeah, I have very little time to do much of anything. But I was fortunate enough to get about 22 pages of notes typed. Yep, that's single spaced at 18 font. So I do have some information for you. As I said, some of it's new, some of it old. Regardless of what comes out today, we will have a good time, as we always do. And we will make sure that you want to return for the release party when we finally make that release announcement. And when I return, we will bring you up to date on the latest from the development team and introduce a new member of our team. All that and much more today, right here on Inside the Game, home to Urban Radio.
This is Radio IDG.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing this show for 5 years, and I still cannot get the music right. I don't know why. The first song was mine, but the next group of songs, I'll take responsibility for them, but they were given to me. I thank that person for giving those songs to me because it does save me from actually doing that legwork, and that's something that I don't have a lot of time to do. So props to that person in the Urban Terror community for the music, but you know what? Don't tell me my music sucks. So anyway, welcome back to the show. It is Oswald, your host here for Urban Radio. And you know, it's funny, if you would have asked me back in 2000 or 2001 where Urban Terror would be in 5 years, I probably honestly would have said dead. But, you know, look at it now. And why is that? Because the mod had very humble beginnings back in 2000, back in 1999. They had one coder, they had a mapper, they had a skinner. And sort of hard to put into words what all has transpired since 99, but this team that is assembled for the new version of Urban Terror has a load of talent. But it really takes more than just talented individuals to continue more or less to finish and be successful. The core team has been put together longer than any of the previous group prior to it. And we had some great people working on the mods, such as Apoxel and Sweet Nuts, two who were just hired. Who hired into large companies. Both of them were hired by Ravensoft. Apoxel moved on now. I forgot where he went, but Sweetnuts just emailed me here. But Apoxel has moved on. Sweetnuts still hanging around at Ravensoft. I pull up my email here and check it real quick. I forgot where Apoxel went, but what did he say? He left Raven to go work for Turbine on the loader MMO. RPGXYZ thing back in Boston, and he got married too. So Apoxel on his way to fame and riches and everything else that comes along with being a game developer, right? Just ask 27. So those guys have, as I said, moved on to bigger and better, and this team basically centers around 27 and Blade Killer when it comes to the drive and desire to get the work accomplished. Take nothing away from anybody else on the team, such as Rabbit Cow and Invis, who have really taken the level design on the Quake 3 engine to an all-time high. Each individual on the team has played a role in the development and the upcoming release, and yes, and I have even sort of played maybe a small part. Muy poquito, tiny, tiny part, maybe not. We'll see what happens when I screw up the release, right? Just kidding. That's what you can blame me because it's not released because I haven't put a date on it. Just kidding. This development cycle has been long and at times was not even going to happen. The road to, as we say, riches is definitely not paved in gold. And writing the success of 3.7 back in 2004. And like I said, some of this is going to be old news for you guys. The development team did make the decision to move Urban Terror over to enemy territory by splash damage. And really, only minor work was done on that conversion, which was announced and subsequently canceled on our website. That was a rough time. I remember everybody bitching at us for it. And then in January 2005, January 2005, the code base really had been ported to ET, and Blade Killer had been working on some skins for the new models. But that is about where that conversation ends, and Mercenary X began. After toying around with the ET-UT idea, we did move forward with our newly formed company, Frozen Sand LLC, and decided to give it a go with a completely new game concept. Thus, we did give birth to Mercenary X. Yes, it was a painless birth. It was a program that we had hoped to use as a demo in order to springboard the development team forward. And I'm not really going to say it sprung us forward, like any springboard, you do spring, but where you land, you never know. So after a year of development, we did have a single playable level. No, it was never released. And we did use many assets from Urban Terror, including the player models and weapons. But we also introduced many new features and assets to the demo. So MX was a very cool idea, building an entire futuristic background story and character development, mission scripting, gameplay, things of that nature. Unfortunately, this work took an entire year from our development team of Urban Terror. And we only had a handful of people working on it at any one time. I would say probably no more than five, maybe six at the most. So anyway, As I said, that took time out from any sort of urban terror development, and it was probably not entirely bad. I mean, we did need a break from it. We did need a break from the release and the community and everything that goes along with the release. Pretty much we were burned out, and that was the case at the as the release of 3.7 came out. Was it a perfect release? No. Were there problems? Sure. Are there always problems? Sure. So we were looking for other avenues in order to get our development to the next level and possibly make us a little money, but I think standing on a corner pimping myself would be easier than trying to make a game successful and actually make money off it. So none of that transpired. We did show the game off to a few insiders and got their feedback and input. And one comment that I think none of us will forget and to this day is still with us was, why did you give up on Urban Terror? And I think collectively we said, WTF? Not out loud, of course, to this person, But that was sort of how the conversation ended. And when we come back, we'll finish this little jog down memory lane, move forward into what's going on recently. It's Oswald. You're dialed into Urban Terror. Urban Radio right here inside the game.
Shame for that. Listen. Play.
Radio ITG.
And once again, welcome back. Oswald here inside the game. You're dialed into Urban Radio as we continue to press forward here. As I said, we were talking about a little bit of the past here, which I'm sure for many of you probably bores you to death. But nonetheless, I will finish it here. Somebody was mentioned something in the video channel about having a few comments about a certain select few people. So we'll see what I decide on that. I did write a little blog about it. If you want to check that over at thesixthfloor.com, my personal site, I may read it. I may not. I'm not sure. But the title of the piece, without mentioning names, is called Cheaters and Leakers. And those are two of the worst people in any gaming community. And maybe I will touch on that here at the end of the show. We'll wait and see. But anyways, we are back. For more information and details, go to www.getinsidethegame.com for more information as to what's coming up today, tomorrow, next week, and anytime we do go live here with Urban Radio. So as I left off, we sort of had the wind in our sails taken away with that What About Urban Terror comment. We took inventory and discussed our next move as a team, and we decided to move sort of to the mod arena again, which we had never really left, and started working on what we had called 3.8. So originally, this release was just going to include levels that were updated, including all of Tubbs' levels, which we really did not want to see go unnoticed or unused, just because he had spent a lot of time on them. And, I'm sure as any third-party level designer knows that, you put, say, 6 months into a map only to find out that nobody plays the map because they don't like it. Well, it's probably a little disheartening and discouraging, and would probably have that person saying, well, you know what, F this community, I'm going to go somewhere else. But, when your map looks like, Urban from Action Quake 2, and we're using a Quake 3 engine, and you see the work of somebody like a Rabicat or an Invis, don't be surprised that your map does not get played. But anyways, enough of that. I could rant on that all day. We'll continue on. So at this point, we had already spent, about a year, I think, of time off getting back into it. We got Tubbs levels, and I don't think we ever got him converted over to 3D Studio Max in order to design his levels. But with his levels in the bag, we started looking at the mod and other changes. Now, at this point, we had already spent a year away, as I said, from the game, and we were getting ready to start, or maybe that was end, another development cycle. Well, levels only turned out, turned to updated skins, which turned into some code changes, which turned into some bug fixes, which created some new features, and goddamn, would you believe it? Now all we have is a new release in the works. So you see how it quickly snowballs. That's how that's how things happen here. And so anyways, yes, I know we still have the 27 days to finish. You guys can deal with that as well. I got a comment on that too. I got a comment on everything. So actually, I know you would, based on the amount of time alone it has taken. So unless you're a hardcore Urban Terror supporter who idles in the channel, or maybe reads the forums or trolls, or checks the website religiously, then I'm sure you might not really be in the loop. Hell, sometimes I think I'm not in the loop as fast as things progress in the development channel, but that is a direction for another time. When it was all said and done, we had damn near revamped everything in Urban Terror. The weapon models are relatively the only thing that went unchanged. Some minor visual work, I believe, to them. Lots of code work, tweaks. Tweaks. We'll just call them tweaks. Early in 06, many more levels were being updated, and development had turned a lot more serious. And by August, we had started the 27 Days of Terror, more so as a play on words of our faithful and talented coder 27, but also to show off many of the new features and things that would be included in Urban Terror. Currently, we're still holding it day 25. Or is that day 26? I think I gave you a 25. So nearly 6 months later, August, September, October, November, January. Yeah, about 6 months later. We're still holding short of the final 2 days, but those 2 days will come. I guarantee you. I have them almost done, ready to give out. Note, day 27 is not the release of Urban Terror, believe it or not. But anyways, so we're still holding there. And while we were hoping and pushing for a late 06 release, it just didn't happen. We were hopeful, but unlike previous years, we're not going to jeopardize the release by pushing it forward, putting more pressure on the team in order to get it out the door. We did this in the past, and it did nothing but cause us heartache. So I think we did the smart thing, held back the release in order to finish it completely. And that is not to say that we won't have an update or a patch to this release, because you know what? Most likely we will. I wouldn't be a realist thinking that this is going to be the perfect release and that everything is going to go perfect with it, because rarely does that ever happen. So chances are we will have some sort of an update to this version of Urban Terror. At least now the game will be a lot more gamer-friendly, I believe. Features will be more clean, bug-free, as I sit here with my fingers crossed. So that is where we stand, and that question is still at hand, and it is, when will Urban Terror be released? Now, maybe I should just go ahead and let everybody say it, those of you watching and those in Pound Urban Terror, when you ask, when is Urban Terror being released? And you know my answer for that. Yeah, that's right. When it's done. But it's not finished right now. I know that's sort of a horrible answer, but right now it's the best we have. I can tell you the code base is complete, and we are working with a release client. Yes, that information came over from 27 last night as I scroll back here. Looking at, about 23:27 my time last night at 8 hours for those over in Europe. And release client one was ready and uploaded. And this morning we got a new file out for QA to test. Now, that's a good thing. Release clients are very good things. Release clients are good things, because if I recall Blade Killer saying, and, you know, don't quote me on this, once we have a release client compiled, we're usually in the neighborhood of 2 weeks or so in terms of a release. As I said, don't hold me to the exact figures. I'm just sort of telling you how we have operated in the past when we've gotten a release client. Blade Killer usually, as the QA manager, asks for 2 weeks so we can run through the, you know, the cycle of things. Yeah, see, Invis is even saying when it's done. Invis knows. But usually 2 weeks or so. As I said, I'm not going to hold our team to that, because it could be 1 week, it could be 3 weeks. But we do have a release client, which is a huge step. You know, more things have been fixed, and it's almost ready to go. So as I step away for a minute, I was going to relive a moment here, but you know what? I never queued that up. So you guys don't get that. We'll have to come back to that another time. I was going to play, what the hell was his name? The Croc Hunter, but I don't have that right now. I thought I did. So anyways, we'll cue up some more music here. It's Oz. You're inside of the game. Urban Radio.
the cutting edge of gaming. Play-by-play Monopoly.
This is Radio ITG.
Hey, once again, welcome back. It is Oswald. We are on Urban Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I was going to give you the Croc Hunter done by Barbecue, but I still can't find it. I know Triox said he was going to send it to me, but don't know where it is. I'll find it. I got way too many hard drives here that I got to scan to try to figure out where where I put it. So where exactly is development as of Urban Radio today? As I just mentioned, we are working with a release client. As I said, things may be missing. There are still some complaints we are fielding. And nonetheless, we are getting close, and we should have some more updates this week as to where we stand. But we do have a test pack that we are using as we dub it Release Client 1. If anything new comes up from now to the end of the show, rest assured I will pass that on to everybody tuned in. Last week, we also welcomed a new member to the Frozen Sand team working on Urban Terror. Many of you already know, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher his name, but I just think of Keely Hazel. Whoa, Keely. Whoa, Keely. But anyway, he hails from the Netherlands, and he was brought on board last Sunday. Behind the scenes, he's been working as a member of the quality assurance team. Instrumental not only in testing and running a QA server, but began working on a few different projects related to Urban Terror, such as I don't know if I should say this. I haven't even asked him if I could. I know Woe's listening, too. Yeah, Urban Banana Spammer. But anyway, he's been working on a few different things, including the IO Quake for the standalone version. I won't give out the other project unless he gives me the okay. But he's been very instrumental, and it's done a hell of a lot of work for us. So we're happy to have him on as a team member now, so you can give him as much crap as you give us, seeing as he has one of those little ampersands now next to his name in Pound Urban Terror. So welcome to Woe Keely. As I said, we are happy to have him here as he works with us now during this development cycle. We'll be grading your performance, and at the end, we will give you a performance evaluation. At that time, you could be let go, or we could extend your contract. Just thought I'd let you know that. I'll be the first to admit that I've not really kept up on the shoutcasting side of things here. And more changes in the real world, as I said, including a new job that has me working more unregular than regular hours previously. And add to that my 14-month-old son, who keeps both myself and my wife on our toes and wanting our attention at all times. So sorry, but... He can't quite game, but he loves to bang the hell out of my keyboard, and I'm sure if I had him here now, he'd be doing that. But finally got him put to sleep, which is the best thing. So anyway, I think we do have a gamer in the making, but just don't tell my wife, because she doesn't want him sitting in front of a computer screen playing games. Now, if we just get him to start coding at age 2, I think we'll be set. So my last cast, as I mentioned, was back in August when I provided a well-rounded expose on the team, what we'd been up to and where we were in the development cycle. After such a hiatus, it was rather a good show, not a really a going-out show. But, you know, I think we had an end of the year, too. Maybe we didn't. I don't remember. I think we did. So maybe we had 2 last year. But anyway, my other casting pastime was that of Medal of Honor Allied Assaults, and it's all but fallen by the wayside recently just because of the time. Because of the day and the way things go, I do get asked every day to cover a Medal of Honor match. You think Urban Terror has a grenade spam, but you know what? You ain't seen anything until you have experienced 5v5 with each player with 5. Oh, I'm flagged as offensive. Beautiful. with everybody lobbing grenades. It was a jackass who labeled me offensive. That's funny. That's funny. I can blame one of those leakers or cheaters on that. How's that? I haven't dropped the F-bomb yet. Haven't dropped the F-bomb yet. 7-second delay, I was told, so close your ears in 7 seconds. I'm just kidding. As for clan-based coverage, I am continuing to remain open to the idea for the upcoming matches that will take place, hopefully with the new version of Urban Terror. And while the Leafs continue to dwindle in terms of support, we believe the new release will have a renewed interest by many old-school gamers and clans. And yes, gameplay is still here in Urban Tear, which I know many people have been commenting on, that they were afraid that gameplay was going to fall by the wayside, but that has not been the case. That has not been the case. Any and all casting, including Urban Radio, is contingent on my work schedule, which right now sees me in training through November. Yes, this is actually training that started last October, if you believe it. So doing a match that is nearly 13 months of training. And yes, you are correct. And match, I meant math, do the math. And yeah, 13 months of training. So hopefully, if weekends continue to be my regular days off here, I might be able to sneak in an Urban Radio every once in a while. And I know clan-based matches are played during the weekends as well, and I know they want me to cast a Euro Cup final tomorrow for Medal of Honor, but I just, you know, having 2 days off is tough. You got stuff to do. Yeah, I was going to say shit, too. We have stuff to do, but so we will see how things turn out here as I'm getting a bunch of PMs and, you know, people giving us some love here, such as Raider from HSO. He says, for a revival when we get there, he says, give us a shout. We'll always show our support when we can. I know many clans continue to say that to us, which does make us feel good. And hopefully we will be able to live up to your expectations, which continue to grow here as every day passes, that we have not yet made any sort of release announcement. So right now, I'm not going to hold any guarantees, but I do know we will have at least two more radio shows. We will have a pre-release party and then a release party. I am actually working on some goodies here that may be donated for some sort of a contest-type dealio for the release party. So, you know, good things. I can send you a copy of Urban Tear. I mean, anybody want it? It's a full copy of Urban Tear. Pay the shipping. PC Gamer says, counter what? That's right. Best realistic action mod for Quake 3 Arena. Done by... You can read it. See? It says it right there. Best Quake 3... Or best realistic mod. So anyway. I don't know how many of you know the story behind that. And for those of you only on the audio side, I'm actually showing a copy of the box. Our Urban Terror box and what it would look like when we actually went into the store. But unfortunately, that was never the case. Sweet Nuts made these, actually, back in 2002. He did it for one of his projects for his portfolio. But it's actually a pretty slick-looking box. It has everything you need, including a falsified UPC code. God knows what that UPC code goes to, but it's pretty kick-ass. So we've had that for a couple of years, and I continue to keep it. But anyway, no, we will not have a release party at Oswald's house. I'm sorry. Wouldn't that be cool to have a LAN party, have the release party here as well? But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about levels that will or will not be included in the upcoming version. I know many have been unhappy with some of the things that have been said about those, but I will give you my... my nickel's worth when we come back here. And that and a bunch more right here, Urban Radio. Little old school Van Halen for you. 5150. This is what you guys are getting, seeing as you don't have Urban Tear.
Inside the Gate. Radio. ITG.
And once again, another break. Welcome back. It's Oswald. And I still have not found Ian Irwin in the Croc Hunter. Rest assured, I will have that for the next show. I'm still looking for the thing. If anybody happens to have it, feel free to send me a message of some sort, either on MSN, Oswald at radioitg.com. Hit me up on ICQ, 2001-2280. Yeah, that's right. Or IRC, however you want to do it, but I'm still looking for it. Crikey! That's right. I'm still looking for that. And I guess that's not Barbecue who did that, was it? That was Dragone. Whoa. Going back a few years, aren't we? Anyway. Where are we? Oh, yes, we are up to levels. Urban Terror levels. Quick props to Kimmy there over in Q3 UT channel, ACDC. Yeah, sorry, I have no ACDC queued for you today. Maybe next time. No ACDC. Anyways, we are back, and we are rounding the home stretch here today on Urban Radio as we get ready for the biggest release in our six-year history. We're sort of back in the saddle in terms of development, geared up, and getting rather excited. Schminky Boy said he was sweating profusely because of this release and how close it was. So, you know, don't stand too close to him. I'm sure he smells. Interesting, but I never thought that the mod would have progressed as far as it has today, nor did I believe I'd in the early days that it would still be played. So, you know, it's just a testament to the solid core community who never gave up on the development team, never gave up on the mod. And it is interesting to see so many gamers returning to Urban Terror after searching for a new game of choice. I guess it sort of stands as a testament to the development team that we did do something right along the way. And gamers continue to come back for more after hearing so many positive comments regarding gameplay. And while the development cycle has been long, that time should have been plenty of time to give us a chance to update all the levels in our repository. But remember, over the years, we have had hundreds of levels created, both from inside and outside the development team. Community has quite a few talented individuals as well. I can think of a few names that come to mind immediately. Same go for their levels. Unfortunately, due to any number of reasons, there will be levels, both old school and, yes, some quite popular, that might just not make this release. And I already see people telling me why. But, well, the question and the answer to why is something I can give to you in a minute. But I posted some news over at moddb.com last week talking about some of the levels. So if you want to read that, do a little search for Urban Terror at their site. I think we're mod number 657. Anyways, I talk about some of the reasons why a level will not be included. First reason that comes to mind, and probably the most obvious, is the .map file is no longer available. And that's sort of a yes and no answer, because the .map file is available. It can be decompiled. And you can get a map file, but right now we're not really much into decompiling a level in order to basically start from scratch and rebuild the entire level, because you don't learn anything. You don't really map by decompiling and updating a level. Things just don't work as nice as you wish they would. I see Invis saying, Uptown, we won't miss you. Oh, Invis is evil sometimes, but you gotta love his maps. So anyway, who's trying to send me something here, and what is it? I have that. Don't send me Nothing Else Matters. I have that song. It's just not queued up. Sorry. Don't want to... I got that. Thank you, though. So anyway, .map file no longer available, and at this point, decompiling just to build it correctly is not going to happen. And you know, I don't know if I mentioned, maybe I do, but I tried doing that with Streets. I thought I mentioned that somewhere in here as I scanned my notes here real quick. Maybe not. I tried decompiling Streets. I got down to the .map file, and let me tell you, it was a freaking nightmare. Now, I am not a legitimate mapper. I knew some basics. I could map my way out of a box pretty easily, but doing some of the stuff that guys like Rabid Cow, Invis, Blade Killer, basically anybody who's made a level knows, it's not the most easy thing to do. Level design takes a lot of time, especially the planning stage of level design takes a lot of time. to talk about swim. It snows in swim. Did you know that? And it also loads up as UT Bath. But anyway, that's all I have to tell you about that. I have Master of Puppets, too. I don't need that. Thank you. So, Jesus, stop sending me. I have that, too. I don't need any more musical requests at this point. I should just turn off that thing. Now, see, I lost where I was going. But anyway, we're not going to decompile to rebuild because it just ends up being a nightmare. And just ask Invis about Docs. He was he had good intentions on, as he calls it, sexifying Docs, but time does not permit the level to be updated correctly for the release. And I think we've already heard that collective sigh throughout the week or so and the community saying WTF to us. But sexification, Invis style, is not a one-night stand. It is really a commitment, and one that Joe has somewhat agreed to, but just not now for this release. His current project, Crenshaw, has been in the works for, I would say, well over 6 months in its current version, not the version you guys know and play, unless you are considered one of those leakers and hackers. And even at that point, you still wouldn't get a good idea about it. He's now putting the finishing touches on it, still working on some textures, working on some of the bugs that the QA team is finding. And this level is definitely well worth it, taking nothing away from the others that will be included. Another example I can cite is Uptown. We've tried for about 6 months. Actually, yeah, 6 months to get BattleCow to update and send us Uptown. Now, we had some changes that we wanted implemented, such as removing the elevator because the funk train function in level design is no longer going to be implemented. It's going to be removed if I remember correctly. And, yeah, Blade Killer says decompiling and working backwards is way more work, too. So, Uptown, we wanted the elevator removed. And in that place, a stairwell or something else of that nature in order to get people up to that balcony area. But unfortunately, after talking to him on ICQ in September of last year, we've not heard anything out of him. This level is still property of the development team, so please do not go decompiling the level in order to do some hack job on the level just to get it into the community. Remember, it's not your level. It is ours, and we will continue to keep you up to date as we move forward. So as of the show, we will say goodbye to Uptown because it will not be included in this release, but stay tuned because we could have some future development on this level. Turnpike is another community favorite, yet overplayed, as is some other level. It is still under development as well, and this level has bounced around a few times to a few different designers, and we finally think we found one who has the time and skill to knock it out. And while the changes on that level aren't going to be drastic, they will increase the eye candy of the level, including new textures and skybox, as well as all new models by LT1 or Black Rain, whatever he's going by these days. In place of some of the brush items that were created in Turnpike. And I think some of the, there may be some player clipping involved as well. So people, you know, yeah, I know I can click it and highlight it off. I just didn't do that. Thank you, though. So Turnpike will be in there. I don't believe, you know, I forgot to check. I don't believe we have a release client for that map yet. I can quickly scan the Urban Terror forum here, the QA forum. Let me see what we have for you map testing. Tentative map list. That is where we are. Giving you that radial voice from the 80s. Where are we? Turnpike, not ready for QA. And as I look it over, and I think I mentioned this, we have 24 maps on that list. And 4. Looks like 4 of them have not hit release client stages, and that's not all that important to know, but it looks like we still have 4 or 5 that are still under development, but we have time, so don't worry. Another fan favorite not created by the development team was Paradise by Excalibur. He also did Museum and a couple other levels. Unlike BattleCow, I have been in contact with Pablo Gil Fernandez the past week, and it seems we had a slip-up in communication. As of Monday, I thought we had lost the .map file for Paradise, but since I had not received any email from him, I decided to hit him up one more time, and thankfully it paid off as he sent me an updated version, still old, I'm guessing, from the Paradise 2 days when he was talking about a new release of it. So we did receive a .map file, and I'm sure many of you remember a screenshot taken of a rubber Zodiac sitting on a beach, and I believe that was something with Paradise 2, But we will have a new version of Paradise included in the release, and I'm sure many CTF gamers are probably pretty excited about that. We're happy to see some of the problem areas get fixed. No? So maybe not. Well, Paradise is still up in the air. Let me just put it that way. We do have the .map file. As I'm going to get smacked around here by a few people. We do have that .map file. It's being worked on. If it doesn't make this release, it'll make a concurrent release. Let me just leave it at that. Developers who have left the team, their levels pretty much have been retired, and we won't support them for this release unless we have a current .map file. So right now, as I said, our levels stand at 24. Our map list stands at 24, and that's about 16 or 18 more that was included in the original release. And of those, of that 24, there's about 5 levels that are still outstanding due to one reason or another. And Blade Killer has given me some information here that she says we may release it as a third-party map. We already have the love and thank you from Excalibur, but right now she's telling me it doesn't look good enough compared to the other levels we have. Paradise is old, but Paradise is also a pretty popular CTF map, minus some of the errors and problems that gamers have discussed. So anyways, that puts us up to, as I said, about 22, 23 levels that should make it. Some of the outstanding levels, I believe, are Ambush by Machine, as we mentioned, Crenshaw, Crossing, Suburbs is still being worked on, and finally Turnpike. So it's pretty good mix of levels here for the upcoming release, and I know we've continued to harp on releases time and time again, maps. I have Bohemian Rhapsody as well, dude. Sorry. So I think it'll be a very good mix of levels when it's all said and done for the release. Sure, there's going to be some levels that you are going to miss and want to play, Docks and Uptown being the two primary ones. But I think we will have other levels that will fill in and pick up the slack. And it's not that we will forget about those levels because, as I said, we are still working on them. And unless Invis backs out of his commitment, well, that could happen if he gets a $2 million paying job. But that's the only reason we'll let him go. No, seriously. Given the time, Invis has said he would like to work on it. And that map, like Streets, is pretty fugly when it comes down right to it. So it's just going to be a lot of work. Bottom line, it's going to be a lot of work for whoever attempts it. So when we return, I'll field some lingering questions that you may have. PM me now. You can find me on Air Oswald. I'm in Pound Urban Tear on ETG and QA, or QuakeNet. QA, yeah, QuakeNet. And when we come back, we got a few other things for you. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio right here inside the game. Hey, hey, once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. Oswald here with you on Inside the Game. Hit our website, www.getinsidethegame.com. That is where, actually, that's one of the areas, or one of the websites, you will be able to find the audio of the show at the completion of it. The video, it's showing it's still recording here. It recorded for 90 minutes, so I'm not sure if it actually cuts off at that point or not. But if the video is available, I will put it up on the website. And I think you can actually get it through the stickum.com/profile/urban radio link. Regardless, I will have a recap on the website and places you can download if you happen to come in late and or miss it. A couple of questions here that popped up. Smurfy over on QuakeNet and Pound Urban Terror was asking about some of the changes in bomb mode. He heard, I wonder how you heard, could make a bit of a comeback in 4.0. Well, you know, bomb mode was one of those things that I remember when we had Uptown that we actually tried to fit bomb mode into Uptown years ago. I think that was for the 2.0 release. Of course, it never made it in there. Bomb mode at that time was, it was ugly to say the least. We really didn't get much into it. But for this release, there have been a couple of changes, such as personal scoring has been added that should help differentiate players on their team, because as we know, even though it is a team game, players love to see their name on top of everybody else. Some players, you know, like Snoopus, like being on top of everybody else. But anyway, again, another conversation for another day, and you know what? That is Snoopus. So anyway, what else has changed? One of the bomb spots is now black instead of red. And the other one is, the other one is still red. So black and red now. Some of the other changes, somebody is asking, Black Rider was asking about locked CVARs and changes to the config files. Not all of that is final. Some of the things that have been locked or removed, no more Fast Guy, no more Vertex. Those are the two big ones. Some of the other thing, admins can now mute people. People can vote for the next map instead of just instantly changing the map. Those are just a couple of the changes. We have a whole change log here that we're going to post and let you see here as we get closer to the release. And Blake Hiller saying the black was changed from blue so you could see it on the mini map a little bit better, which makes good sense. I don't know if I saw any other questions over in the video channel. Cops and Robbers mode. You know, version one, we had a game mode we were going to call Cops and Robbers, believe it or not, but we didn't. And a couple other ones. I should really dig through that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about that post I told you about over on my website, thesixthfloor.com. It was called Cheaters and Leakers. And let's stress out who are the worst people in the gaming community. I think we can all agree that anyone who tries to dissuade other gamers from having fun and enjoying games are asshats. It's quite unfortunate that this lower class of gamer will never go away. In fact, over the 12 years I've been involved in gaming, starting at a local LAN back in SoCal and attending some larger events, this class of gamer has only increased in size and intensity. And I can honestly say from my days at Quake 2 and Action Quake 2 and more recently Medal of Honor and Urban Terror, I've never cheated. This includes loading up an aimbot, you know, just to check it out. You know, some would claim that if you aren't cheating, well, then you're not trying, or it's only cheating if you get caught. Well, regardless of your reasoning or excuse, once a cheater, always a cheater. So unless you happen to change your online alias and take on a new personality, that moniker of cheater will stick with you. We've seen this time and time again in the Urban Terror community. Blue Jackass Venom, anybody? I'm beginning to think an even lower class of gamer are gamers who claim to support a game in its community who leak illegally obtained files. Being involved in development since 99, this has always been a problem. Now, I'll lay a portion of the blame on the development team for not having good quality control. Actually, no QA team when it came to testing the mod prior to a release. This was all changed, I think, going to beta too. Yeah, don't mind the dogs. Originally, we provided all, including the server files, to testers. Needless to say, this was setting the development team up for failure. Over the years, we got better when the control of our files with the control of our files, but never to the point where there was not a leak for a major release. Beta 2.0 was one of the worst offenders. But again, I lay a portion of the blame on the team, but more so on the gamers we thought we could trust. In the world of online, you cannot trust anybody. Gamers are always wanting to make a name for themselves, and sometimes how they do it is a cause for concern. Personally, I don't want to hear excuses as to why. I just want justice. And while we cannot completely police the leak, we do try to make the best out of a bad situation. Thankfully, we have some in our community who come to our defense and help us do the policing. Why gamers think they're above the community or even the development team amazes me. I guess these are the same gamers who do nothing but bitch and complain about the game but continue to play it. Guess that makes sense. Makes enough noise, you might get noticed. Oh, was that a G-line from IRC? Law. Regardless, these two bottom dwellers, or the cheater and the leaker, will never go away, unfortunately. They can be contained, but they can never be exterminated. Just remember, you are not above the community or the development team. Hopefully, you will think twice about hosting files on your personal website or downloading just to try it out, because in the end, you are no better if you succumb to these sort of gamers. One more song, come back, wrap things up. It's Oz, you're inside the game. We'll be right back.
is Radio ITG.
I don't think Ghost is ever going to get rid of that picture of me, are you, Ghost? You're going to keep bringing that up as long as I exist, aren't you? Hey, welcome back. It's Oswald once again as we round the home stretch here, getting ready for the end of the show. And yes, I know everybody keeps sending me music, and I should do this like we did it before. I just don't have time to. I got to copy all this music onto the computer, and then I got to import it and clean it up and do a bunch of stuff with it. But anyways, a couple of more questions here before I finish up our last little bit here. Another question here they'd like to ask about the way standalone version will be implemented in terms of leagues using it without anti-cheat. Well, unfortunately, we have no say when it comes to how leagues are going to implement the standalone version of Urban Terror when it's released. Long before Punkbuster even provided Quake 3 Arena with anti-cheat protection, they played 1.27, 2.0 was, I don't know if it was cheat-free, but leagues were played prior to Punkbuster being implemented. It can be done. Again, I guess it just comes down to how much you trust that next person or that team that you're getting ready to play. So I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Spell. Am I freaking you out yet? So anyway, we're going to leave the implementation completely up to leagues. We're not going to tell them how they should do it. I know there has been some talk. There are a couple individuals who may be interested in working on some sort of a standalone anti-cheat, but I don't have any further information from that right now. Some of the other things, a couple other changes, in-game stats. I'm not sure if we mentioned that yet. There's hot potato for CTF, so flag explodes after a certain number of seconds in a standoff, so that means you better cap the flag. That means you better get the opposing team's flag, bring it back, and cap it, or else whoever has a flag is going to go boom. If the captain goes 999, someone else can become the captain. There's Goomba stomping, hit sounds, little tings, I guess, along with hit messages to know if you've hit somebody from a distance. Those are just a couple of the other changes. And as I said, we'll talk more about those when we get closer to release. And Goomba stomping, I guess we haven't talked about Goomba stomping either, have we? Yeah, Goomba stomping. You jump off a ledge high enough that'll cause you damage. You land on the top of somebody with the potential of killing them. I believe it does 3 times the damage as it does to your legs. So, in all essence, you actually kill the person you jump on. Do you get injured? I don't think so. It just kills the opposing player you jump on. So, that's something that I know gamers have been wanting for years. I'd like to ask if different command names could decrease cheating, such as CG field of V_1 hacks. I'm gonna say no. I wouldn't think any of those I don't think any of those CGs are going to change right now, so we'll keep it at that. What else do we have here? I got a lot of stuff that I gotta I got a lot of stuff, but I don't have a lot of time for it. So that is probably going to be the last. I don't have many questions. You guys are pretty easy today. Just make sure Snoopus isn't behind you because he likes easy. So it takes a lot to produce just a single show, and in my glory days I was doing one show a week on top of multiple matches. It's just a lot of work and something I don't have much time for anymore, but when I do, I attempt to make the most of it. So today we touched on some of how and why of the lingering questions, what is taking so long to release the idea of ETUT followed by the MX experiment causing us to lose about a year and a half of development time before going balls to the wall with a new version of Urban Terror. We also said hello to Whoa Keely. No, not to Keely Hazel, but Whoa Keely, as if you were here checking her out, but this is not her, and it's a him, and so unless you're gay, don't be checking Whoa Keely out. He was brought on board of the team last Sunday by the from the QA team, where he made quite a few contributions. And finally, in the last segment, we talked about some of the levels that are in development, which ones are ready to release client stage, which ones are ready to go, and which ones, well, you know, will be here shortly. So that, I believe, let me just check over my my last bits and pieces here, see what else I have. But I don't believe there's much more. Just checking the last of Just checking the last of the music here. Or excuse me, the last of the notes. There's really not much happening. I do want to thank everybody for dialing in to the video today. It's been a good time. Hopefully we can clean it up a little bit more. I got a few things I'd like to do with it. And maybe even show off some in-game stuff. I'm not sure if I have that ability right now. But that will be something I will check out here. Hopefully with the next cast. And that definitely will do it today. Next week we'll hit up on some of those tunes you wanted to hear. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in to the pre-release party as we get ourselves ready for the upcoming release of Urban Terror, what many are calling Urban Terror 4. Again, welcome to Wokeely. Visit the website, www.urbanterror.net. Check the forums and don't forget to idle Pound Urban Terror on ETG. For Frozen Sand and Inside the Game, I'm Oswald, and we'll see you on the respawn.
Over. All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.